Love Talk Radio.
In other words, that's saying that, read that first verse again, go past it real quickly.
So be done with every trace of wickedness.
Trace of wickedness.
And all deceit.
And all deceit.
And insincerity.
Insincerity.
And grudges.
And grudges. Say grudges.
Grudges.
See, hypocrisy is you got to be sincere about your assignment. See, what don't make you a hypocrite is when you got some stuff that you're dealing with and you come into church and you still struggle with some stuff, that don't make you a hypocrite. What makes you a hypocrite is that you ain't sincere about what you're trying to get to.
Amen.
You're not sincere about trying to get God, get more of God. Come on. When you come to the river and on Sunday morning, I know you're trying to get more God. Or call you God praise.
Amen.
See, that's what hypocrisy is. And if it's just doing skin over and over again, and when it's trying to get sincere about God, I'm saying sincere about your deliverance.
Yeah.
Sincere about receiving the good things God got for you. Come on. All of us know about the bad things the devil got for us, but I'm ready for some good things.
Amen.
See, you don't have to walk in. People say, well, you're a hypocrite. You this, you that. Come on, y'all. Come on, somebody. And if that's the case, Moses was a hypocrite, but God still used him.
Amen.
Because he murdered a man. Come on. Is that all right?
Yeah.
But God wants you to know that you can't keep your mind in the past. You got to walk into your
future.
Come on, say my future.
My future.
And figure that any wrong desire, any hypocrisy in my life, say, Lord, I thank you for getting rid of all hypocrisy, all guile, all malice, all unforgiveness out of my heart right now. All evil stuff. Come on, all devices. Read that last part again.
It says that grudges and
slides. Grudges and what?
Slides.
Let's get rid of all the grudges. Come on, y'all. Come on. You can't give your time in the house of God holding grudges. You got to release it. Don't release it.
Okay.
Even the people that, some people got grudges against people that was in the fifth grade. I mean, you should pull my hair. Because you just took the wrong way. You should pull my hair. I got a grudge. That's a grudge that's going on. That's when people come to the church, to the house of God, they don't want to deal with no grudge, man. They don't want to deal with people that's grudging and pulling back and forth, you know, I can do this, you can't do this. God don't want you to do this. He don't want you to have no what? Grudge. You can't go forth, amen, with grudges. And slander. Say slander.
Slander.
If you can't say nothing good, my mama told me, say, don't say nothing good at all. They can say nothing at all. Come on, is that all right?
All right.
You can't say nothing about people that don't say nothing about them at all. Come on. Remember, when people come in, if you see something wrong with them, don't go around and tell everybody about that. Tell them what God is ready to do for them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I wish I could get my wickedness out of here. I didn't come to the church to get beat up. I come to the church to get put up.
Come on.
you can't laugh, you can't what? You can't laugh, you can't
shout.
Come on, somebody. It starts in the what? The heart. And the second one is you got to have a what? Accountability. Being responsible for your assigned task. Come on, say accountability. Most people that go in and out of God, they don't want no accountability. Oh, I'm going to get somebody off. Come on, I'm not trying to read a good message. I want you to get this in your spirit and say, Lord, I'm going to have accountability. Lord, you can count. In other words, can God count on you? Oh, y'all going to be called all wrong. Can God count on you?
Amen.
You ain't got to be perfect for him to count on you. But you got to do a make your mind say, Lord, you can count on me. You know, it's something that when a woman can count on a man, come on, and when a man can count on a woman, and when our members can count on each other, when our pastor can count on the members, and when the members can count on the pastor, you got something.
Yeah.
You all pretty, man. Can we count on you? I want to give y'all one of our secrets. What every woman needs to know about a man. Y'all come on, is that all right? If you stand by a man, he will go from hell to high water and you're going to make something happen. Y'all better come on here. Come on, come on. Come on, y'all. Go ahead and give God praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on. Be responsible for your assigned task. Well, like, about you hear rumors that you may not have a do not be super spiritual. Say super spiritual. In other words, you feel like that you're so heavily bound that you know earthly good. What I like is that you are coachable and teachable. Come on, we got to pray. And when you're coachable and teachable, you accept your accountability.
Say accountability.
Accountability. Accountability. Say accountability.
Accountability.
Accountability. Hallelujah. If you have accountability, you're going to let hatred go. Come on, somebody. Is that all right? Why? Because you're going to be in a relationship with the Lord. Hatred is a device and a strong dislike or weird toward a person. Or things, an emotion, an attitude, a person opposed a decision or a person that you make. Come on. Is that all right? Accountability will cause you to have what? Respect and love for the people you work for. And work with you. Come on, somebody. Be responsible for your assigned task. In other words, if
y'all excuse me because I got to get another pass. I've been.
You got to understand that being responsible for your assigned task will cause you to last as a Christian. It will cause you to have strength. It will cause you to have fortitude. Come on, somebody. It will cause you, and when the weary spirit comes, that you won't give up. Is that all right? Read number two.
Like newborn babies,
uh-huh.
You should crave the pure spiritual milk. That by it you may be nurtured and grow into salvation.
Say crave.
Crave.
I don't just want to be saved. I'm craving salvation. Come on, I'm craving it. This word, I'm craving. I'm craving deliverance.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. I'm receiving my deliverance this morning.
Uh-huh.
I'm craving more of God. Come on. In other words, the third effective way to be a servant, that you got to be diligent, not quitting until the job is done at all costs.
Come on,
say I'm craving to do what God called me to do. Say I'm craving to grow in God. Come on, y'all. Come on, look at yourself, craving. I'm not crazy, I'm craving. It may look like it's crazy to be in church on Sunday, crazy to be in church on Wednesday night, and crazy to be in church on Friday night, but I'm craving more of God. More of God. Say more of God. My assignment will cause you to get that down on your knees and crave God for. You do not want to crave the things of the flesh, but you don't want to crave the things of the spirit. I want to let you know, when you begin to be in your spirit, your health comes back. Isaiah 58:9 said that your health will restore speedily. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Say speedily.
Speedily. My health will restore.
Speedily. My finances will come back. Speedily. My prayer life will come back. Speedily. Come on, y'all. My desire for God will come back.
Speedily.
Hallelujah. Why? Because not quitting until the job is done at all costs. No, I'm going to crave you. Not to quit. Come on. You know, because quit spirit coming to you when you start, even when you start working a good job, you think about how you're going to get fired. That's what you're the first thing to do. I'm going to get fired if I don't lay the work on time. You just got your good job. You think about getting fired already. Come on. Some people join the church and think about leaving the next day. God can't show you to be the usher. You think about how I can get out of being the usher. Come on. I'll be trying to get somebody. Lord, come on. Is that all right? God said we got to keep our mind on him. And he gives you perfect peace.
Yes.
And if you allow that spirit in you, that Holy Spirit, come on, to give you strength, there's no way you won't quit on God.
Yes.
Say the Holy Spirit. In other words, I may not be perfect, but I'm going to keep on pushing.
Yes.
I'm going to keep on walking.
Yes.
Come on, say keep on going. Say keep on going.
Keep on
going.
Third verse says, since you have tasted the goodness and kindness of the Lord, for a cup that him, living stone which men tried and threw away, but which is chosen and precious in God's sight. For crown and light, living stone, be yourself built, a spiritual house.
Be your what?
Be yourself built.
Be yourself.
Be yourself built.
A spiritual house.
For a holy priesthood to offer a spiritual sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ.
How many know that God, that your service will call you to be built up, not tore down? When you feel so down, you got to know that something ain't right. Come on.
That's right.
Come on, y'all. When you leave the house of God tore down, say something ain't right. But when you come and you put your hand into the plow and work with God, see, I'm talking, still talking about this time, man. I've been talking about it for a month, right? Amen. You're going to be consistent. Say consistent. Hallelujah. That means you're going to allow yourself to be consistent with the standard of the Word of God. Come on, somebody. Say the standard of the Word. Not pastor standard, not people standard, not my standard, but God's.
Okay.
Oh, come on, say God's standard.
God
has a standard that he made.
Uh-huh.
I didn't write the book, he wrote it.
That's right.
It was inspired by 40 men through the power of the Holy Ghost. Is that all right?
Amen.
Say inspired.
Inspired.
Let's turn to Hebrews 13:7. Quickly. Anybody get anything out?
Remember your leaders and superiors in authority.
Just wait a minute. Let me turn it quickly. You know what I'm saying? Yes, yes, it's whole. 13:7. 13th chapter and the 17th verse. 17th verse. Excuse me. Hebrews 13:7. 17 verse 2. Say, the fifth ingredient is submission. Say submission.
Submission.
Hebrews 13:7 and the 17th verse. 17th verse. Hebrews 13:7 and the 17th verse. Now, read, Pastor.
Okay.
Husbands will be a little bit different because it's an amplifier.
let me read out the King James verse. Hebrews 13, chapter 17, verse 8. Obey them who have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is what? Say unprofitable for you. Say it's what? If I give an account that you may do it with, if I don't do it with joy as a pastor, then it won't be what? If you don't submit yourself, for they watch for your soul. If you don't submit to the vision of the River Church, I know some of you probably ain't never heard this before. Because this is talking about the vision of the house. Say the vision of the house.
Vision of the house.
If you don't submit to me, a co-pastor have a rule over you. In other words, we not controlling. Say controlling.
Controlling.
Say renounce.
We renounce.
Controlling spirit.
Controlling spirit.
We not dominate. Come on.
We
not a domination.
Yeah,
come on. We not providence.
Yeah.
We not somebody that will make you do something. And talk about you if you don't. Come on. Have conversations at home. And Lord, and this and that. And, come on, but even though we don't do that, the Bible said, obey them who have the rule over you and submit yourself. Now, I know that's a demonic word to most folks, submission. Submission don't mean to do what people tell you to do. Submission just means to what you know what to do. To submit to what you know what to do. Come on. Submission don't mean coming under control of the revelation. Submission means do the word. Come on. You submit to the word. If you submit to the word, you're going to submit to the man and woman of God.
That's right.
If you do the word, you're going to submit to your husband and wife. Come on, somebody. Say amen. Say amen. If you do the word, if you're a Christian and you go by this book, because you know what in our new thing is, you say we're going to buy no more book or what? The Holy Book, the Holy Bible, right? He said, and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls. I'm going to know that there's a spiritual warfare that the pastor is going to go through with for you. And submission ain't just coming here. The submitting means also don't try to do it by yourself. Come under the protected cover of your leader so you can tell them what they need to pray for you about. Because you're going to be submitted by yourself, and you're the night to deal with lonely people. Because if you get lonely, that's when you start talking. Am I right? You get enough to read up, and that can read up crazy when you get lonely. But when you come on the edge and understand connected, amen, with your pastor, amen, and then when you bring that, when you submit your spirit to really perceive me as a man of God. See, if you don't perceive me as a man of God, then you already see me as a man of God. Well, I wish I'd get somebody. What do you think I'll pray for that? You got to perceive that co-pastor is the woman of God. You got to perceive, man, that we are what we see we are. So he watch for your souls. And they have to give an account. I got to give an account. That they may do it with joy. So I got to give an account. Every word I'm teaching you, I'm trying to teach you at the level that you receive it. Y'all notice, I'm slowing it down, trying to get this into you. And they give an account that they may do it with joy. I give an account, but I need to do it with joy that is not with grief. So I need to do it with joy, not with grief. Because as I'm upset, I'm doing it ready, it won't be popular. And that's what happens to a lot of people that go to ministry. The pastor gets mad at people, and then he don't teach them or pray for them like he's supposed to, and then say that he's a good leader. Just like I have to give an account, you have to give an account for your assignment towards each other. Come on, because at the end of the day, we got to love one another.
That's right.
Come on, say love.
Love.
So, pastors, all things are read that in heaven.
It says, obey your spiritual leaders.
Your spiritual leaders.
And submit to them.
And submit to them.
For they are constantly
over your soul.
And God in your spiritual welfare.
And God in your spiritual welfare.
As men who will have to render an account. Let them do this with gladness.
With gladness.
And not with sighing and groaning.
And not with sighing and groaning.
For that will not be profitable
to you. Is that good? Amen. Amen. Submission. Being obedient to the word of God. I don't ask anyone to be obedient to me. Be obedient to the word. Is that all right? Is that good? Don't try to go before your leader because then you won't respect your leader. Oh, I wish I get somebody. Don't put you on the leader level because then you won't receive the leader. You're wasting time. You're walking time. Is that all right? You got to be in a place where you receive. Because if you don't receive it, then you might find you will see that you do receive. When it hurts, yes, but you have to do what you feel is right for you. At the end of the day, your soul must be what? Saved. Amen. I just got to put it out there. Amen. Because God is going to give me an account for what I say over, amen, to the people. Is that all right? Say commitment.
Commitment.
James, first chapter. This good? Amen. James, first chapter. First chapter, James, 19 verse. First chapter, James, 19. All right. Go ahead, go back.
Understand
this,
my beloved brethren. Let every man be quick to hear.
Quick to hear.
Slow to speak.
Slow to speak.
Slow to take offense. And to get angry.
Oh, y'all, come on. Is that good? In other words, in order to have commitment, you have to have a willingness to change your plans to meet your wife. And you have to, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that's commitment. And the settlement is, say boundaries.
Boundaries.
Operating where God has placed you. Come on. Amen. Read James 1 and 19 again.
It says, understand this, my beloved brother. Let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry.
Say that good. In order to operate where God has placed you, you got to be slow to do all these things. You can't be quick to get angry at people because you're in a place where everybody is different. When I was in the army, you got a whole different people, all races, all colors, where they come from. But I had to go by the policies that the army had. I couldn't cut up without any man getting reproved or rebuked for it. Is that all right? Or getting chastised for it. Because when you start taking away people's money, they'll line up. Come on. They just give you $115. It takes about $300, and you want to make $5, you will learn real quick. Is that all right? And so, you got to know your boundaries. We saw, and where you at. Your assignment is very important. Operate where God has placed you. Read this one more time. And I want everyone to get this.
Understand this. Beloved brother
and sister.
Let every man be quick to hear.
Every woman and man be quick to hear.
Slow to speak. Slow to take offense.
I know that's a ministry when you got to learn to be slow to speak. And slow to take offense. That's a ministry. People got to really pray about that. Come on. You got to be slow to do this. Come on, is that all right? I didn't make this up. It just fell on this day. I didn't type it, but I didn't write it. Come on, is that good? It's already typed up. It's been added. Is that all right? Amen. And this just fell on this day. all right. You got to be sure to take offense, because if you take offense very quick, you ain't going to be able to work nowhere. You can get it out of ministry, get it out of your relationship with God, most important. You can find any church to go. Most people try to find, amen, a building instead of a pastor. Come on, we're going to give God praise. Most people try to find a man like radio. If everybody lines up, the building will come. Come on, I was not used to all this. If everybody tired, we can share the pain and pay for the building. Come on, say that. Because your body got to be saved too. Not just your body. Is that all right? To operate with God in patience, you got to be able to understand these boundaries. Don't we get mad when pastor we start talking about finances, but when I start talking about miracles, you don't. Come on. Money, amen, is an answer to all things in the earthly realm. Is that good? Turn the air off, because I think we'll cool down a little bit. Is that all right?
All right.
Amen. Turn it down. Give me about 5 more minutes. Boundaries. The eighth one is prayer. Say prayer.
Prayer.
Read that next verse to that before we go to prayer. Read the next verse.
It says, for man's anger does not promote the righteousness of God.
When you're angry, it don't promote the righteousness of God. Say
anger.
You say that if you add temperance, patience, kindness, meekness, and temperance, the Bible says you should never fall. Come on, say good. You got temper problems, you got to say, Lord, I ask you to come into it and help me. Because I struggle with a temper problem. Come on. Now I'm all right until they wake me up overnight. When you wake me up, I'm starting to deal with that. When I'm calm, you deal with me while I'm calm. Because when it's a straw, my nature is to go for the gusto. I can't help it. That's all. God can't use no cow or soul. You can't, if you're going to produce demons and devils, you got to be better, be able to fight it and act as well as in a spirit. So some of y'all need to stop getting mad at people and get mad with spirits, unclean spirits, and start praying and start on this get a husband. All right. Superman can't do that. Now, stop looking at that TV. The man is screwing. Hello, somebody. And that's what the enemy wants you to think, that you get invisible because you're dumb and you're middle-aged and stuff ain't going to happen to you. You're going to stop all that stress and go full stroke.
Right.
And you're going to have strokes and heart attacks. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
It ain't in my clothes.
Was the next one good? Go to Proverbs 3rd chapter, 25th verse. Everybody turn to Proverbs. In my closing. 3rd chapter, 25th verse. Did anybody get anything out of it? We're going to do better? Say, we get better. We already better. God doing something while we're hearing it. He's on it for me. In Proverbs 3rd chapter 25th verse. How many of God got a standard? The 91 is a standard. Complete this task in excellence without compromise. Say excellent spirit. You better have an excellent spirit when you're doing anything, when you're serving in the kingdom. Say the kingdom.
Kingdom.
You're not just doing it in this church, but it's a kingdom thing. Come on, say a kingdom.
A kingdom.
It's bigger than this house. It's bigger than what this kingdom work. Everybody in heaven see what you do and what you don't do. Everybody in heaven can see when you pray and when you don't pray. Everybody in heaven can see when you're supposed to forgive and you don't forgive. Everybody see it. Proverbs 3:25.
Be not afraid of sudden terror
and panic,
nor of the stormy blast,
or the